Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is Chernobyl Diaries. Well, maybe short on cash or no time to plan ahead and everything else is booked, whatever the reason, a group of friends decides a great place to take an extreme vacation is to go hang out and sightsee for a few days in Chernobyl.
So, I know I said we're going to Moscow.
Yeah.
You guys ever heard of Chernobyl?
Yeah.
That's where the nuclear disaster happened.
Yes. Have you heard of extreme tourism?
You're incredible.
They're following us.
They're not following us, they're hunting us.
I'm not leaving without my brother!
So, deciding to take a vacation to a place in the world where the largest nuclear plant disaster occurred and ignoring every single warning sign along the way that says stay out and not too smart, then finding out there are creepy things there who were undoubtedly ravaged by radiation and they are not too pleased that you weren't, and they're determined to make you stay? Completely shocking. So yes, completely obvious and predictable in every way. But this movie really is probably for you guys out there who want to appear all brave and manly so you can take your date to a movie where you don't have to worry about being the least bit scared or caught off guard in any way. Or this movie might be for the agoraphobes out there who are simply too afraid to stand in line and wait to buy tickets for the next movie this week. It's just going to be huge. It's Men in Black 3, and they're back. And this time Will Smith has to travel back in time to the early days of the Stop the Creepy Aliens program to prevent his partner Tommy Lee Jones from being killed and forever changing absolutely everything.
You're gonna send me back to 1969.
First, we gotta get high.
My man, for real?
I'm an agent of Men in Black, but I'm from the future. We're partners. We're running out of time. We're running out of clues. And there's an invasion coming. So really, we need to go right now.
All right.
First, I want to say to Will, Tommy Lee, and Josh, I love you guys, I really do. Now, having said that, what the heck happened here? Maybe the novelty's worn off about the super cool dudes conquering the up-to-no-good aliens from outer space, or maybe a person needs to drink more caffeine before they see this movie, or darn it, maybe the formula's been lost forever with no hope of being mesmerized again by the impossible which makes us believe in anything. Okay, it's not that bad, but seriously, why have mostly ugly, creepy, bad alien guys? What happened to the cute, I wish they could live at my house, lovable, squirmy things? Or what happened to the suspense and the I didn't see that coming moment? I guess I was just expecting too much from this. Good news though, I'm a sucker for good endings and this one does have that. So on our movie night traffic light, Men in Black 3 is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.